This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Oh, wait a minute. Carl Lenore, that's me. Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a variety show for you today. That's right. During the first half hour, we're going to be talking to Vincent Venti and Steve Lapidus. Steve, obviously, you know, is with Age Force. Age Force is a major sponsor of the Superhuman Radio family. And Vince Venti is going to give us his report on his use of the fat burner patch. During the second half hour, we're going to have Brooks Kubik on, and Brooks is going to tell us an interesting story. And then during the second hour, we're going to have Dr. Christy Adamo on, her group, associated with the Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario Research Institute, has done some groundbreaking research in the area of obesity and childbirth. And we're going to shed some light on the risks associated with being obese during childbirth and what you can do about that to better protect your child. So let's get right to it. Welcome back to the show, Steve Lapidus.
Hey, Carl. Good to be back.
Of course. And then Vincent Venti, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How you doing, Vince?
I'm great. How about you?
Good. Vince, do you listen to Superhuman Radio?
Yes, I do.
Cool. Okay.
Yes, I do.
Have you and I ever spoken before?
Only through email.
Okay.
Just recently here.
Right. As a result of preparing for this interview. But I know nothing about what you're going to say today, and you've not been offered any remuneration from Superhuman Radio for anything you discussed today, correct?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So let's get right to it. Vince, tell my audience just briefly a little bit about the type of person you are in the area of physical culture. Do you train regularly?
Yeah, I've been definitely getting back on track more recently here within the new year.
Okay. And what are your goals right now?
Just kind of to, you know, get nice and lean for the summertime. You know, just retain the muscle and, hopefully just have a good summer. And then after I kind of get a little more lean here, I'd like to start, going into strength a little more. It's kind of, your show has kind of got me a little more interested in strength.
That's right. You remember Billy Crystal? Steve, you'll remember this. Remember Billy Crystal on Saturday Night Live back in the day when we were still young, Steve? When he used to do Ricardo Montalban and he used to say,
I remember that very well.
You look marvelous. And then he would also say, you know, it's always better to look good than to feel good. Remember that?
Absolutely.
Well, the motto of this show, it's better to be strong than to look strong. There's a lot of people out there who look strong, but they can't deadlift twice their weight or squat twice their weight. I'd much rather be able to be strong than look strong. So I'm glad to hear you say that that is your ultimate goal, Vince. All right, so are you initiated with supplements? What kind of supplements have you used in the past, Vince?
Well, I just to kind of give a little, just a background, just so you can kind of, I mostly swam in high school.
Okay.
And while I was swimming, our coach had us do some weight training, and I was introduced by the GNC guy to Jack 3D.
Okay.
By USB Labs. And
right.
So that was something I kind of used, and you know, I mean, it definitely worked, but I didn't actually really start paying attention to supplements all that much until I started listening to your show. And I've just kind of, you know, compounded what I've used. As far as right now, I of course use the Age Force patch.
Okay, which patches do you use by Age Force? Do you just use the fat burner? Do you use something else as well?
Just the weight loss. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
I mean,
have you used creatine, for instance, in the past?
Yes,
okay.
I have.
And you, do you see a difference in your training from the creatine?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Okay. Have you used any other supplements that have an ergogenic effect, such as beta-alanine or caffeine pre-workout and that sort of stuff?
Yeah, I've used a few caffeine pre-workouts.
Okay,
yeah.
So you're not susceptible to just exclusively a placebo effect. You recognize when something really works or when you think something worked because you spent the money on it and you want it to work so bad, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
When did you start using the fat burner patch from AgeForce?
I want to say around like mid-February.
Okay. Now, were you
right around mid end of February?
Were you skeptical at first that the patch would do anything for you?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I kind of put it on and I'm looking at this little patch. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, you know, we'll see. Carl Lenore said it'll work. You know, we'll see what happens here.
Yeah, you know, when I wear those patches, Steve, around the gym, I often think that people probably think I'm trying to kick cigarette smoking.
The nicotine patch.
Yeah, because I usually wear like a creatine beta-alanine patch on one arm, and then on my right wrist, I'll wear my B12 patch, for instance. You know, and they're probably looking at me and going, wow, this guy must have a really nasty smoking habit. Because he's wearing two nicotine patches, you know? Okay, so you wear the patch, you put it on February, you wear it every day religiously. How did you use it?
I just use it every other day because I only had a month's supply at the time.
Okay. Now, did you dramatically change the way you train at that period of time?
I had already kind of set in some pretty good training habits for the new year. I'm a college student, so I had a really hectic schedule in the fall, and I gave up a lot of gym time for that schedule. And when the new year came around, I was pushing 250. I'm like, I have, like, you know, 250 pounds, and I'm 3'6", and I just was like, oh, I got to get back in the gym. I got to, you know.
Wait a minute. You were 250 pounds, and how tall are you?
3'6". Or, I'm sorry.
6'3".
6'3".
I was going to say, if you're 250 pounds and 3'6", you could get a job with Barnum and Bailey Circus. I got to tell you that right
Vince,
now.
Vince, that got my attention.
I know. When he said 3'6", I'm thinking, holy mackerel, I thought only my people from Italy were that small. But that's true. You're Italian, Vince, right? So, okay.
Yeah, I am very Italian.
There you go. There you go. Okay. All right, so you start using the patch in February, and you already
right.
have established training schedule, so it's not like you amped up your training at that point in time. Did you change the way you eat at that point in time, or had you already established certain eating patterns as well?
I had established eating patterns way better than, say, you know, Christmas time, but they weren't where I wanted them to be. They weren't exactly where I wanted them to be. But part of the reason why is that I was waiting for Quest Bars to come in to kind of set in place a lot of my eating. I have, you know, my family's Italian, so there's bread at every meal. It's always pasta and, you know.
What's the largest number of Quest bars you've ever eaten in a day? Anytime anybody invokes
your name. I knew you were going to ask that.
Yeah, because I ask it every time because I've eaten a whole box in one day. How many have you eaten?
Well, I got to be a little more conservative because they are a little expensive. I mean, they're definitely worth it. I've eaten probably about six in a day.
Yeah, they're so good.
I haven't beat you.
Steve, have you tried the Quest protein bars?
No, I have not.
I'm going to send you some. You're going to love them. They're great when you're in a hurry and you got to run out the door for a meeting and you got to eat something. They're great. I'm going to send you some. But anyway, okay.
That would be much appreciated.
All right. So, so your eating habits were pretty much established. Your training habits were pretty much established. So really all you did at this point in time in February was you introduced this patch basically every other day, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Did you put it on in the morning or in the evening before bed? When did you put it on?
I would go swim at my high school pool at nights, and then I would come home, and then I would put it on before bed.
Now, this is a really nice thing, Steve, by the way, that people need to understand. There's a lot of lipolysis that can occur at night. When we're young, we squirt a whole bunch of growth hormone out at night, and that adds to the leanness. Most fat-burning supplements, you can't use at night because they have a stimulatory effect, but because because the AgeForce patch has no stimulants in it, all it has is the portion of growth hormone peptide that is responsible for growth hormone's fat burning or lipolytic effects. It's non-stimulatory. So it is something that you can put on before bed, sleep with it all night, and actually have it on during a really, really prime peak time. All right, so let's do this. We're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to find out whether or not the patch works for Vince Venti. I don't know the answer. I am prepared to hear the answer along with you when we come back. Stay tuned for more Superhuman Radio.
Like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murabuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Vince Venti and Steve Lapidus. Steve is with Age Force. Vince is a listener of Superhuman Radio, started using the Age Force Fat Burner Patch in February. Pretty much his training and nutrition were already established. The only thing he added was the Fat Burner Patch in February. And, of course, he was skeptical, like most people are, because let's face it, there are so many products on the market that promise some sort of results. Even sometimes remarkable results. We're not promising remarkable results here, but what we are promising is that the fat burner patch really works in doing what it does. You need to also do your part as well. You can't be a couch potato and you can't eat crappy food. But if you're already doing a lot of these things and you just want an additional percentage of fat loss, we believe that the fat burner patch will work for you. So, Vince, tell me, did it work for you?
Yes, it did.
To what degree? Was it like just minimal where you could say, well, maybe it was the fat burner patch, maybe it was something else?
Well, do you want me to kind of just give you a little outline of the 4 weeks?
Please, please.
So like the first week, I didn't have the Quest bars at the time. I was eating well, and like when I say I wasn't eating to like what I would want to eat, it's not, you know, McDonald's every day. It's just, you know, shouldn't have had that, you know, piece of bread or whatever. You know, right. I'm not eating as much as I should. Lost around, you know, 1 to 2 pounds that week with the patch, and that wasn't happening beforehand. And the second week, still going steady, pretty much the same exact outline and the same exact result. About 1 to 2 pounds. And as soon as I started to, you know, after I had, you know, like established, you know, really good diet, that right around the middle of the second week there, it just started to like drip off.
Now, when you say establish a good diet, you're actually eating more, right?
I'm sorry, what?
When you say when you established a better diet, what you're implying is that you started eating more frequently, more food, or you were cutting back more food?
Just cutting back, but just eating more appropriately.
Right.
You know, more. You know, I mean, you know, you of all people know. You know, not having all of the carbohydrates and whatnot.
Right. Right. Okay. So all together, you started in February. Here it is, April 18th. How much weight have you lost, and can you tell if it's mostly fat? Are you leaner?
Okay, well, now I'm at about like 15 to 16 pounds off right now. When I ended the Age Force patch, I had lost around 10 to 11 pounds altogether.
Okay. Okay.
And so, I'm sorry, what?
Can you tell when you look in the mirror that it's fat and not muscle that you've lost?
Yes, 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 very much so. Yeah, my abs, they look nice. They look pretty. They're looking better than they did.
Now here's something definitely interesting. Here's something interesting that I'm actually interested in hearing your answer. Where did you put the patch every day?
I put it right on my wrist.
Okay,
right on my wrist.
Okay.
I know that was one of the recommended areas.
Yeah, because, Steve, there's a high delivery rate, thin skin, and a lot of vasculature right there, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, that's one of the three prime locations, yeah.
Yeah, I'm always curious if the if AOD9604 actually has a spot effect. So, in other words, if you put the patch on your hip day in and day out, if you'd lose more fat locally. And that's why I was asking, but obviously we're not going to get the answer to that right now. So, in your summation, will you be using the fat burner patch again?
Absolutely. Yes, I will.
And do you have any problem recommending to people that their money is not wasted on this fat burner patch?
No, I have no problem. No, I recommended it to my my one buddy. Him and I, we kind of, you know, we swap ideas back and forth. We train together, and I told him, like, hey, he's got the same goals as I, and I'm like, man, get that patch. Good. I'm telling you. You'll love it.
You know, 6'3 and 250 is not not a bad place to be between you and I.
Yeah, no, I was bloated at 250.
Yeah, so right now, what's your weight as of this morning? Did you weigh yourself this morning?
Yes, this morning it's right around, is 235, 235.
Beautiful. That's great, man. That's great.
That's great,
yeah.
Work, Vince.
I mean, I'm 6'2", and I'm 6'2", and I was 232 this morning, but I'm holding about 5 pounds of water right now. I am bloated because I've been experimenting with some things, and I'm holding a lot of water. I should be about 228 right now. So, okay. Now, Steve, during the show, this was yesterday. God, these days are so long. Yesterday, during the show.
Day before yesterday.
Thank you, Steve. I'm sorry. Steve knows my problems. Everything bleeds together, and I don't have Alzheimer's, I promise you. The day before yesterday, Steve was listening to the show, and he emailed me and said, to the first 12 listeners who email and put Superhuman Radio in the subject line, we'll go ahead and give a free month supply of the fat burner patch. And I announced that, and we had like 38 people respond immediately, right?
the call. It was 38 emails within the first hour, and they haven't stopped since.
Well, I was just going to say, and they can
people listen to the podcast.
Right.
We got probably another 50 or 60 phone calls to the company in addition to the emails. It was just remarkable. And you know, we obviously it's difficult as a company to give out a $50 month supply to hundreds of people.
But right.
Be that as it may, we try to accommodate as many of your listeners as we could.
And the truth is that you accommodated more than 12. But here's what happened.
So then
you call me and you go, look, I'm still getting emails, I'm getting phone calls, and so I put the screws to you a little bit.
There's no question. I want your listeners to know that you fight for them. You fight for your audience as well as anybody can. You're a great advocate for your audience, and but again, it's at the end of the day where we look at our relationship with Superhuman Radio as a partnership, not as an advertiser. We love our relationship, and after speaking with you yesterday, we decided as a company that we're going to create some banners real quick, which I believe are up on the website right now.
Right.
And we're going to formalize a free month supply offer.
Now,
with a promo code.
Right. Now here's how this works. They gave away far more than 12 free month supplies, and as a company, as they point out, they just really can't continue to do that indefinitely. And I'm sure that those people are going to have satisfaction with their usage, just the way Vince did. So what they have done here is, for the rest of you who are sitting on the fence, who think, well, sounds good, but you know, I've been burned by weight loss products before that didn't live up to my expectations, you can get a 30-day free trial when you enter the coupon code BURNBODYFAT at ageforce.com or click the banner ad on Superhuman Radio to get there. And you have to sign up for an auto ship. Now, what this means is you're not just kicking tires. You're not using fake names. You're not having five patch orders delivered to the same person at five different addresses. You have to sign up for AutoShip. When you sign up for AutoShip, you are not committed to stay in AutoShip. That will get you your free month supply. Now, as you heard from Vince, he saw the difference within the first couple weeks, right, Vince?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And Carl, this is an interesting point. If you'll allow me just to elaborate.
Please do.
On it.
Please do.
Our auto ship is so consumer friendly. The last thing we as a company want is a customer getting product that they don't feel is working well for them, giving them the benefits that are advertised. You know, again, it is so easy to opt out of our auto ship. All you do is just send our company an email. My name is Steve Lapidus. Cancel my auto ship. Within a half hour, you receive an email back from our company confirming that your auto ship is canceled. All future orders are canceled. And we just ask that you do that before the next monthly delivery. The good thing, the interesting thing about the weight loss patch, unlike some of our other patches take a month or two to really manifest themselves biologically and to deliver benefit. But with the weight loss patch, just as you started to say, you're going to see the first week or two or three that this patch is working.
Right.
If you don't feel it's working, cancel your ownership.
There you go.
You have no further obligation. But if that patch is working, we as a company hope that you'll continue to allow us to send you a paid order.
Until you reach your goal weight. It's not something you're going to use for the rest of your life until you reach your goal weight.
No, you can cancel at any time. You never have an ongoing obligation with any and proof positive of that, Carl, is and I've said this before, over 80% of our orders that come to our company are auto ship orders for all of our products. And again, it's just a very convenient way to make sure that your product is there on time every month. And if you're not happy with the performance of the product, just send an email canceling your auto ship. Simple as that.
Okay, we have to answer a quick question that was just sent to me on Facebook from Amit Ram. And Amit wants to know how this patch compares to GHRP6. Amit, these are very, very different things. GHRP6 is a ghrelin, a form of a peptide form of ghrelin. and ghrelin stimulates the production of growth hormone. This patch is just the small portion of peptide, the peptide chain portion of growth hormone. It's not the whole 191 amino acid sequence. It's actually a much smaller sequence and much smaller molecule that is responsible for growth hormone's lipolytic effect. So this doesn't compare at all to GHRP6 in any way. GHRP6, which is an injectable form of ghrelin, will increase growth hormone production by the pituitary. It's totally different. Some people don't want to increase growth hormone because growth hormone has other effects that maybe a person doesn't want. They have effects on glucose management. It has effect on prolactin production. It has a variety of effects. There are people out there who don't want to use growth hormone because they're afraid that it may make cancer grow, which is not true. But for those people who just want the fat burning effects of growth hormone, this is a great product right here because this is just the portion of the peptide responsible for fat burning.
This formula call does one thing and one thing only. It burns body fat.
That's it.
And it does it remarkably well.
And this is a much better way to get it than injectable, because if you do this peptide injectably, you must inject it numerous times a day, because the research shows that it only worked when it was being constantly infused into the body of the subjects that were being tested on. And guess what? It's a time-release patch. It delivers it for hours.
8-hour time release patch covers the bases.
There you go. Okay, so we're coming to the end of the interview. I want to remind everybody that you can get a free month supply. We don't know how long this is going to be up there, so don't sit and wait on it. It could be up there for, I really did put the screws to Steve to give it a try. I said, look, Steve, if you believe the patch works, let people try it for free for a while. And if it works, they'll keep buying it. And so step up. Try the patch. The summer is right around the corner. Elise has been using it, and she attributes it to a great portion of her success in losing 7% body fat in 7 weeks. Of course, just like Vince, she's eating right. She's training hard. If this gives you an extra 3-5% edge of burning fat, then it's doing its job. It's not going to turn you into a rip-shredded animal in 4 weeks, but it definitely will help you lose some of your body fat. Take advantage of the free offer while it lasts. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the banner ad, use the coupon code BURNBODYFAT today. Steve Lapidus, thank you.
Well, thank you, Carl, and hopefully we'll be able to spend some more time together. We got some interesting products coming and some fun things to talk about in the future.
There you go. And Vince Venti, thank you for listening to the show, and thank you for coming on and giving your honest, objective opinion here, okay?
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take care, Ben.
All right, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Brooks Kubik on, and he's got an interesting story to tell. So we'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogia, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murapuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
We're grooving here at Superhuman Radio, yeah. And of course, I am joined by the keeper of the flame of physical culture himself, Brooks Kubik. How you doing, Brooks?
Hey, Carl, I'm really well. Love the music. Love the music.
I know. Sometimes some of these songs start playing, I don't want to just shut them down because they get me moving a little bit. Okay, so before we get into this funny story, I have to also mention that you just had your first one-hour session of your distance learning course, correct?
We did. It was on Saturday, and it went pretty well.
Tell me about it.
Well, you know, it was scheduled for 60 minutes, and the way we do it, I'd never done one of these before, so I wasn't sure exactly how it would work from a tech point of view. But I had an outline. I had material that I wanted to present, and, you know, I was working through the material and got in about 10 minutes and then just opened it up for comments or questions. And the way it works, it's all audio. So, you know, it's not like people can hold their hand up. I mean, they can if they want, but it won't do any good, that, you know, because I can't see them. but, you know, you can, what you do, you're listening on your phone and you push number one, and that, There's a screen where I see the names of everyone who's registered, and there's a guy who helps out who's a TA, a teaching assistant. And the teaching assistant, the light goes on by someone's name, and he knows that that person has a question or comment. And so when it's time for questions or comments, he just does some electronic magic, and suddenly I'm having a telephone conversation with whoever has the question. They ask their question, I answer it, they ask a follow-up, I respond to the follow-up, and everyone else in the class is hearing us live. You know, it'd be just like, you know, right now everyone is listening to Brooks and Carl on Superhuman Radio.
Right, right. And that's very cool.
Yeah, it's really,
so,
really
so it
neat.
Ended up going a lot longer because people had the interactive ability to ask questions, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. What we did the first 60 minutes was sort of what I'm going to refer to as the dinosaur alternative. talk about a lot of things that are happening in physical culture and strength training and muscle building that aren't really very productive and aren't getting the job done. And then I talk about what I refer to as the dinosaur alternative and give examples and go back and share stories about people who have used the dinosaur alternative very successfully. And as we go through that, the comments and questions are about the material that I'm presenting.
Right.
But then at the end of that, and I think, you know, I think we did that for about 55 minutes, and then I said, okay, let's just open it up. Any question that you have about strength training, muscle building,
were the questions really intelligent questions? Did they really show that people got it and were really following along well?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it was real interesting. One interesting question, you know, I talked about this yesterday on the Dinosaur Training blog. Sig Klein, famous gym owner in New York City. Now remember, Sig Klein was like a link to the past because we all know Eugene Sandow. Okay. Sandow was discovered and mentored by a strong man and stage performer named Professor Attila. And Professor Attila taught Sandow, you know, how to do the posing routines on stage. He trained him. He taught him the bent press, not bench press, but bent press. Okay. And he taught Sandow all kinds of showmanship and theatrics. So under the guidance of Professor Attila, Eugene Sandow became literally world famous. And, you know, Carl, they said he made $1 million standing still. In other words, just posing and flexing, which, you know, in the Victorian era was undreamed of. I mean, people had no idea. And, you know, $1 million back then was, you know, a lot of money. So, anyhow, Professor Attila, the trainer of Sandow, ends up in New York City, and he has a gym. And the gym has all of the old continental, all the old European training equipment that he brought over from Europe. He literally brought it, you know, across the ocean. Set up a gym and opened up shop. Okay, so Sig Klein is a young man growing up in Cleveland, Ohio.
Right.
And he's a gymnast. He's a hand balancer. You know, interested in working out and training, but he's really determined to learn from the very best. So, as soon as he's old enough and saves up enough money, he takes off on a train, travels from Cleveland to New York City to go join Professor Attila's gym and start training under the tutelage of the man who trained the great Eugene Sandow. And he gets there too late because Professor Attila has just died.
Ah! Oh, really?
Yeah.
Too late.
Yeah,
not like, oh, I'll just take the next course.
No, it's like, oh, oops, what do I do? Well, so Professor Attila's wife breaks the news to him and says, you know, I'm so sorry, young man, you've traveled such a long distance, and I wish my husband was here, but he's just passed away. Would you like to see the gym? Here, I'll take you up. And she takes him up and shows him around, and there are all these, you know, incredible old globe brass barbells and dumbbells and kettlebells and you know, Roman chair, you know, Roman column, and just incredible stuff. If you've ever seen the photo, you know, you can Google Sig Klein's gym. You can find a very famous photo of his gym. It's just remarkable.
Right.
So Klein is looking around and he's saying, oh, this is so beautiful. I just love this place so much. It's so wonderful. What are you going to do now? And she says, I don't know. I'm a woman. I can't run the gym. I don't know what. And all of a sudden, the light bulb goes off simultaneously in both of their minds. And she says, young man, let me make a proposition to you. And basically, they work out a deal where he becomes the manager of the gym, takes it over and starts, you know, keeping the members coming in and bringing new members in. And somehow they do some kind of financing deal that eventually over time he ends up with the gym. And you know what else he ended up with?
No.
He married Professor Attila's daughter.
Oh, I thought you were going to say his wife. Okay.
No. He married Professor Attila's daughter.
Wow.
Yeah, so that journey, he missed Professor Attila, but he ended up with the gym and the daughter, and you know, he ran the gym in New York for, gosh, I think it was the next 50 or 60 years, real, real long time. Well, anyhow, his motto, Sig Klein's motto, was always, train for shape and strength will follow.
Yeah.
Very famous motto. So, you know, we were talking about strength training and weightlifting and building strength and sort of a strength-oriented approach to training. And one of the listeners, like out of the blue, I wasn't sure where this came from, but it was a great question, said, okay, well, Sig Klein always said, train for shape and strength will follow. And gosh, that doesn't sound very dinosaur. So, Brooks, was Sig Klein a dinosaur?
Right.
Okay. And, you know, it was an interesting question. The, you know, the answer was two-part. You know, Sig Klein, amazingly strong man, set a professional world record in the military press, 152 pounds. He pressed 229.5 pounds. Letter-perfect military form with his heels together, the way they used to do back in those days. Now, just try doing a military press with your heels together sometime. It's 10% harder because your balance is reduced.
Right.
You know, he was able to do that. He was able to do 19 consecutive handstand push-ups, complete freestanding handstand push-ups, balanced on a piano bench, and he would go so low on every rep that his chest would touch the bench.
Wow.
He did 19 of those. He did 13 consecutive tiger bend push-ups, sort of an elbow bend, almost a tricep extension push-up.
Right.
Very, very difficult. At 150-pound body weight, he was able to do repetition dumbbell presses with 100-pound dumbbells.
Wow.
And he was able to do repetition kettlebell presses with 100 or 110-pound kettlebells at a body weight of 150. The other thing that he did squats with double body weight.
Right.
Without squat stands.
Without what?
Without squat stands.
So how did he get the bar on his back?
Well, the way that the old-timers did it, they would stand the barbell on end.
Oh, I've heard this. And then they'd bend down and let the bar kind of almost like a seesaw, teeter-totter, onto their back.
Yes.
Holy
yeah.
Crapola.
Yeah, and not just with, you know, a 100-pound barbell, but with, in his case, 300 pounds or more. And so you end up, you know, in a complete deep knee bend. I mean, you're complete full.
Yeah, it's kind of like a powerlifters who do bench work from the chest up, or they call it benching out of the chains, where they're in the most compromised position pushing up. You have no rebound effect.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I call bottom position bench presses or bottom position squats in the power rack.
Never mind that, Brooks. Mm-hmm. Imagine this. I mean, you know, I'm almost what's the word I'm looking for here? You know, like neurotic about getting the bar right in the center of my back, so it's not
weighted.
Could you imagine like trying to get that bar on your back, and then you find out it's not where you want it? You got to lean it back over and put it back on its end, and then try again and again and again. I mean, finding the center of the bar has to be virtually impossible like that.
You would have to mark the center of the bar, and I'm assuming put something around it so that, you, like a piece of cloth or tape, so you can kind of feel it. I don't know how else you would do it. Go ahead.
We have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to find out if Sig Klein really was a dinosaur, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm talking to, and you're listening to me talk to Brooks Kubik. His website is brookskubik.com, K-U-B-I-K. And for those of you who still want to attend his teleseminar, there are still seats available. We'll tell you how when we come back from the break. Amusement park. There's lots of activities, fun things to do.
and I'll find my pleasure in pleasing you. Sunrise Buffet.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ectosterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gain. Go to IronMagLabs.com today to order Halo Extreme.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, we're going to have Dr. Christy Adamo on. And she's going to be talking to us about the dangers of obesity while pregnant and what you can do about it. If you're already obese and you find yourself pregnant, there are things you can do to help mitigate the damage to your child. Right now we're talking with Brooks Kubik. And we're trying to find out if Sig Klein really was a dinosaur. Or was he a trainer with an aesthetic point of view? So he did some of these really, really dinosaur-esque type things, right?
Yeah, I mean, he was an absolute powerhouse. He was just amazingly, amazingly strong. Pound for pound, one of the strongest men of his era, and pound for pound, one of the strongest men who ever lived. Just remarkable. But he had a motto that went like this: train for shape and strength will follow.
What really means train for hypertrophy or aesthetics, and you'll get stronger anyway, right?
Well, that's part of what it means, but we need to go back and you know, anytime we're reading something that was written 50 or 60 or 70, 80, 100 years ago, you know, we need to try to figure out exactly what they were saying and what they meant, because the words change, the meanings of the words change over time, and the context changes. So part of understanding what he meant was asking yourself, what was the context? Well, he said that in the 1920s. And in the 1920s, there were not a lot of barbells. There were not a lot of heavy dumbbells. There were light dumbbells. There were chest expanders. There were a lot of people who sold body weight training courses of one sort or another, Charles Atlas, etc. A lot of guys had access to a pull-up bar to do pull-ups and chin-ups, and of course everybody was able to do push-ups. So you put that together and you combine it with the fact that when you stand in front of a mirror, if you're a young man or boy, what do? You raise your arms, you flex your biceps, maybe you look at your pecs, you know, maybe you look at those abs and you think, hey, I want, you know, washboard abs. So what do you end up doing? You end up training your arms almost exclusively, and sometimes doing nothing but push-ups and sit-ups, sometimes doing nothing but exercises with very light dumbbells, which are, you know, essentially arm and shoulder exercises and not much else. And you're not training your back, you're not training your hips, you're not training your legs. So you end up with a very unbalanced or disproportionate physique. And you're not strong in the sense of a weightlifter strength because you don't have the back strength, the hip strength, the leg strength. You may have strong arms and shoulders, but you can't use them in a very functional way. What Sig Klein was talking about when he was talking about shape was proportionate development throughout the entire body. And so if you strive for proportionate muscular development throughout the entire body, i.e. shape, as he used the term, what it really means is train all of the muscles in the body, including the leg and back muscles. Do not concentrate exclusively on the upper body muscles that you can see when you look in the mirror. And if you do that, strength will follow because it naturally follows from balanced development.
You know, back in the day, shape also meant overall health and muscle tone and agility and fitness. When someone said, the military used to say, you know, we're going to get you into shape. They didn't mean they were going to make you look a certain way. They meant they were going to get you into a physically fit performance position, which implies strength.
That's another really good point. I had not thought of that.
You know, if someone said to me back then, because no one talked about shape back then, like, oh, the shape of a body. You know, if somebody said, look, you know what, you're a little fat, you need to get into shape.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what they meant when they said shape. It was a broad stroke term that implied a level of fitness and a health acumen. You know, that you were in, well, this guy's in shape. He's up for the job. He's strong. He's agile. He's tenacious. He's in shape. And see, that's what I thought he meant when he said train for shape. Because if he meant hypertrophy, he would have said train for size, because the word size was still used back then.
Well, he was not at all a size for the shape of size. He was very much, he wanted proportionate muscular development. And one reason why I'm using that term is that, you know, I've been working on a course about John Grimmick's life, his lifting, and his training. And by the way, today is the last day to order the course and get the special bonus. Actually, there are several special bonuses you can get. If you listen to this on the download, send me an email, say Carl sent, well, on your order form, in the special instructions of the online order form, say Carl sent me, and, you know, I'll send you the bonuses for the John Grimmick course, even if you get here a little bit late in ordering it. But I've been doing a lot of reading about John Grimmick, and I was reading an article where Grimmick was talking about throw out the tape measure and look in the mirror if you want to see, you know, what your body is really, you know, how it really is measuring up.
Right.
It's not the tape measure. It's look in the mirror. But then he started to talk about proportionate muscular development and how your goal is always proportionate muscular development, which he said is, I'm paraphrasing, is what Sieg Klein meant when he said train for shape and strength will follow.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. And Grimmick and Sieg Klein, of course, knew each other very well. They were good friends. Klein was an older man, a bit of a mentor, bit of a coach. But, you know, Grimmick made it very clear, proportionate muscular development. And I've read so much of what he's written. That's a phrase he uses over and over again. Proportionate muscular development. And, you know, one reason why that really strikes home to me, you know, I wrote Dinosaur Training in 1996. And I immediately got the rap of, well, you know, everyone who, you know, does strength training is going to look like a 400-pound Lewis Sear or, you know, a 350-pound powerlifter. And I don't want to look like that. I want to look like a bodybuilder.
Yeah.
And you know, and I keep saying, if Dinosaur Training is something that Sieg Klein did, and he weighed 150 pounds, solid muscle, with abs that, you know, you can't imagine the, you know, the corrugated nature of that midsection. John Grimmick, same thing. I mean, Grimmick had a phenomenally small waist. By some accounts, when he was training his legs really heavy, his thighs were almost as big as his waist.
Yeah.
Okay, and yet, incredibly powerful men, and certainly, you know, dinosaurs and strength trainers, but they also trained for shape, as they defined the term, which meant being, you know, lean and, you know, well developed, pretty much the total package, if I can use that term.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Brooks, we're coming towards the end of the interview. Tell people how they can still get into your seminar, and if they sign up late, they will get the first session that they missed via audio recording, right?
Right. Well, I'm going to make it real easy. I just put up a post on the Dinosaur Training blog. It's headed Join the Dinosaur Training Seminar, and it's got the link, and all you need to do is go to my website, brookscubic.com, look in the menu bar at the top of the page, and you will see the Dinosaur Training blog. Click on that, go to the blog, and you will see a post that says, Join the Dinosaur Training Seminar, follow the link, and there you are. I've also got it on my Facebook page, so if you're a Facebook friend, you can see it there. If you're not, please join me on Facebook. And Carl, would it be okay if I put it on your Facebook page?
Absolutely. I insist.
Okay, I'll go ahead and do that.
Do that right now. Yeah.
I'll do it right now. Yeah.
Okay. All right, listen, Brooks, thanks for coming on and sharing that story with us. And thank you for all the effort. You know, when you talk about these people, they're still alive when you talk about them. I was just thinking about that. You talk about these people like Sieg Klein, just like, because you're so familiar with the history that you talk about them like, you know them, and they're still alive. And that's important, because that's kind of what religion is, you know what I mean? And this really does, you have to relegate. In order to keep physical culture alive, we have to remember the forefathers of physical culture. That's part of the deal here. And, and I really appreciate, I really have a great appreciation for what you do. I really,
well,
really do.
Thank you. I really appreciate that, Carl.
All right. Thanks a lot, Brooks. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Dr. Christy Adamo on. We're going to talk about obesity during pregnancy. I wanted to say gestational obesity. If you're already obese and you find yourself pregnant, what can you do to help protect your unborn child? We're going to talk about these things when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
There are a few products.
products that I believe in, the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30 gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER today.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Check out my blog today. There's a lot of people who don't take this, the message of this show, seriously because we talk about bodybuilding subjects. Why is building your body so offensive to some people? Why is the word anabolic so offensive to some people? Anabolic is a good thing. It implies repair and growth. Society doesn't like muscle. There's a reason for that. I don't know what it is, but I really don't care. We do bodybuilding topics here because building your body is an important process. If your body is not being rebuilt, it's breaking down. Would you let that happen to your house or car? No. So why would you let it happen to your body? Check out my blog today, and I'd love people's comments on that subject. Okay. Obesity is a problem. And sometimes when women get pregnant, they look at this as license to eat anything and everything. Even their OBGYNs will tell them, put on as much weight as possible. It's good for the baby. But we don't think that's true any longer. My next guest is Dr. Christy Adamo. And her group has looked into obesity and its effect on the children that are born to obese moms. How you doing, Dr. Adamo?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Carl?
Wonderful, wonderful. This is becoming an ever-growing problem, no pun intended. So tell me a little bit about the organization that you're with, first of all.
So I'm with the Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario Research Institute. So our research institute is specifically sort of addressing research questions related to pediatrics, so children. And so this is where my interest in maternal obesity and gestation came from, is I'm a childhood obesity researcher. And I realized that, well, it's not just me that realized. Obviously, the whole world now knows that childhood obesity is a huge problem. So one of the focus areas of our research institute is childhood obesity. So I'm a pediatric researcher.
Now, there is some evidence, however meaningful it is right now, that the children who develop in an environment, let's say the mom is obese, and has a predisposition to some of these disorders associated with obesity, like insulin resistance and high blood pressure and so on, children that are born in that environment, who develop in that environment, may have a predisposition for those diseases later on in life. Is that true?
Yes, yes, that is true. So there is something called the developmental origins hypothesis, which is David Barker's hypothesis, a very famous British researcher. So he was one of the original people to talk about the intrauterine environment, or so that period of gestation, and how important that is for long-term health. So things that are happening during that nine-month period are instrumental in sort of determining how the baby will not only the development of the fetus during that period of time, but what happens to that child once they're out of the womb, so once they are in the environment as we all live in. So there are certain things that can happen in that window of gestation that can affect the long-term health and growth and development of a child.
Now, your group looks specifically at the size of the baby, correct?
Right.
At birth to moms who were obese during pregnancy, right?
Right. So, well, we didn't look at just obese moms. We looked at all moms, but we were looking at the risk of large for gestational age, so big babies, essentially. So we know that the birth size, or the size of a baby at birth, is sort of a surrogate marker of the intrauterine environment or what was happening during that gestational period. So we are sort of using that as a marker of how healthy the pregnancy was. But what's important to note, and what's important for your listeners to note, is that birth weight is also predictive, not in all cases, but in a large proportion of cases is predictive of the weight trajectory throughout life. So oftentimes large babies become large preschoolers, which become large adolescents, which become large adults. So there is something important there with regards to the birth process and how big the baby is.
Now the word large encompasses a lot of meaning. I mean, it's just like BMI. There's, you know, somebody who has a 35 BMI that's 5% body fat versus somebody who has a 35 BMI that's 37% body fat. So when we talk about large children, I mean, my mom is 5 foot tall. She's still alive, by the way. She's 89 years old this year. My mom is 5 foot tall. I'm 6'2". I was almost 9 pounds at birth. My mom did not put on a lot of weight during pregnancy. I am a big guy, but I'm not. I did have a tendency to be obese as a child. So, what does it mean to be a large child and the trajectory that affects? Could some of us just be metabolically gifted, where our largeness takes over in muscle size as opposed to fat creation?
Well, that is a good point, and that is something that I can talk about. My research didn't specifically look at body composition per se, but you raise a good point that all body composition is not equal. Obviously, muscle mass and fat mass are two different things. But what the epidemiological evidence suggests is that large babies do often follow this trajectory. They become large preschoolers, as I mentioned before, large children, etc. But oftentimes, if women gain an excessive amount of weight during pregnancy, so if they exceed the guidelines during pregnancy, the size of their child or the body composition of their child, it is not a muscular child, it is a fat child.
Right, right.
So there is certainly differences. I'm not saying, and again, you have to take some of this research with a grain of salt, it's not individualized, right? We're looking at populations for the most part. So when we're talking about epidemiological research or population health research, we're talking about averages over a population. So it's not necessarily specific to one individual.
Right.
Right. If you know what I mean. So we can't take every big child is not going to become a big preschooler, big adolescent, a big adult. It depends on multiple things. It depends on their behavior afterwards. It depends on their eating habits. It depends on multiple things. It depends on their genetics. So we can't say that just being born big means that you're doomed for life. But it is a risk factor, or it is something that can contribute to weight gain trajectories throughout life.
Okay, we have to take a commercial break. When we come back, I've got lots of questions. Hopefully they're insightful and intelligent questions. We're talking with Dr. Christy Adamo. Something you may get a kick out of, Dr. Adamo. My mom smoked and took Librium and Milhouse during her pregnancy with me. Imagine how smart I would have been had she not done that. Oh, my God. Okay. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll be talking more about obesity during pregnancy and its effects on your unborn child. We're talking with Dr. Christy Adamo. We'll be right back. I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1, LONGR3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has tax Taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Dr. Christy Adamo, and she is with the Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario. We're talking about how the mom's weight during pregnancy affects the baby. This is really important stuff. Because for a long time, Physicians told their patients, don't worry about it. Eat whatever you want. That's the important thing. And some women put on way too much weight. And now in today's environment, you have women that are already obese and find themselves pregnant. So this is an important discussion. Now, first of all, Dr. Adamo, what kind of weight do we consider too much? Or can we even use that term? What is healthy weight gain during pregnancy, in your humble opinion, and what is not?
Okay, well, I'm not going to give you my humble opinion. I'm going to give you what the scientific evidence
yes,
suggests.
Yes, thank you, thank you.
So the Institute of Medicine, which delineates what their body that, you know, several people have gotten together, and they've looked at all of the research that's out there, and they've sort of amalgamated that research to come up with what the numbers are or how much weight a woman should gain for a healthy pregnancy. And they're different based on where you start, as in your body mass index. So if you're an underweight person versus a normal weight person versus an overweight person versus an obese person, the numbers are different. So, for instance, for a normal weight person, so that would be me, for example, the range of weight that I would be allowed to gain having a BMI in a normal range is between 11.5 to 16 kilos, which in pounds, I understand that you might have
yeah.
an American audience, so that's 25 to 35 pounds.
Yes.
That's a pretty large amount of weight for somebody of normal BMI to gain, so 25 to 35 pounds is the range. If you're an overweight person, so if you have a BMI between 25 and 29.9, the range is between 7 and 11.5 kilos, or 15 to 25 pounds.
Right.
So you can see that as you go up in weight status, the range is smaller. And then for an obese person, so an obese person would be considered somebody with a BMI of greater than 30, their weight range is smaller still, so it's 5 to 9 kilos, or 11 to 20 pounds.
Right.
So you can see that the weight gain or the allowable range is slightly different depending on where you start. So an easy way of looking at that is you have, if you're a normal weight person, you have a larger window. If you're an overweight or obese person, you have a smaller window.
How important, you know, my frustration with BMI, and I understand that BMI is important for epidemiological processes and so on.
Right.
But my frustration with BMI is that it does not take into any account fat mass versus lean body mass.
Right.
And that really, in my humble opinion, is a critical flaw. But
and it is critical, Carl, and I completely agree with you. But when we're talking about BMI in this instance, when you're talking about somebody who's overweight or obese, you would assume that a knowledgeable physician, would be able to identify somebody who is overweight or obese based on a number of BMI versus based on their body composition.
Gotcha.
For the most part, a knowledgeable person can tell the difference between somebody whose BMI is outside of the normal range because they're muscular and fit versus somebody who's outside of the normal weight because of fat mass. The onus is on a clinician or a physician or even an individual to recognize those differences.
So, and that leads to my question, which is it important for women to put on some amount of fat, of body fat? Does body fat play an important role during pregnancy, or is the weight that they put on exclusively the intrinsic weight of carrying the baby?
That's a good question, Carl. And it's, of course, all women do need to put on weight during pregnancy, at least a certain amount of weight, and some of it is fat, and that is to support the fetal placental mechanism or to promote the developing fetus. So many women gain a considerable amount. Like if you're a normal weight woman, you might gain a considerable amount of subcutaneous fat. So that's the fat that, you know, you might find around your bum and your upper thighs and your legs, etc.
Right.
But there's a second type of fat, which is visceral fat. And that's the type of fat, that's the dangerous fat that collects around your organs. And all women also during pregnancy do gain a certain amount of visceral fat. But if you look at it this way, if you're an obese woman and you're gaining an excessive amount of weight during pregnancy, and your subcutaneous fat stores are full, for example, that fat needs to go somewhere. Or those additional calories that you're ingesting or that weight that you're putting on has to go somewhere. So oftentimes in an obese woman, it might go into the visceral compartment, so that dangerous compartment. And it's that fat that's associated with insulin resistance, gestational diabetes, you know, some of the cardiovascular comorbidities associated with weight. So while, yes, there is a certain amount of fat mass that women do need to take on during pregnancy to support the growing fetus, the fact is, the bigger you are to begin with, the more likely that fat might be going in dangerous places.
So if you
understand that difference?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I would imagine that there's also a mechanical component that occurs, like a crowding effect when it's visceral fat, to the burgeoning fetus. Is that an issue as well when women put on so much weight? Does the fetus get crowded because of that visceral fat accumulation?
And if I was an expert in that, I would be able to tell you a little bit more. I don't actually know if that is the case. Of course, there's going to be crowding in any pregnancy depending on your body type, right? If you're a tall, thin woman who has a long torso, there's more room for the baby to grow, whereas if you're a stouter woman with a shorter torso, obviously the baby's going to be a little bit more crowded. So I don't know that it's just the visceral tissue. I think that there's multiple components to that. Some of that is your body type.
Yeah, yeah. But, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Is the placenta like the barrier that protects the brain? Is there a placental blood barrier that occurs that keeps some of the dangerous things that the mom is doing through nutrition and so on away from the baby?
Yeah, well, that is one of the reasons the placenta is there. As you said, it is a barrier. So it's basically the communication structure between the fetal environment where the baby is growing and the maternal environment. So obviously the baby has to get the nutrients from the mom, and that is transferred through the placenta. So it does create one type of barrier, but you've got to keep in mind that the placenta doesn't keep everything out, that clearly, you know, the nutrition that the mother is ingesting during pregnancy, the baby does see some of that. So the baby sees mom's glucose, the baby sees some of the fatty acids, the baby sees all of these sorts of things. What the baby doesn't see from mom is her insulin.
Ah, that was my, so the that's baby, where, you're too good. You really
the
are.
The baby produces its own insulin based on what it sees from mom. So as we know, insulin is an anabolic hormone. So if the baby is seeing a lot of these foodstuffs and producing a lot of insulin, therefore it's getting a growth signal. So it's growing.
So if the
it's getting too much of that.
Wait. I just want to clarify, make sure that I understand. So if the mom's insulin is high, that does not necessarily mean the baby's insulin will be high. It's the glucose, for instance, that's getting across to the baby that will predict that. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's really important. Now, the baby does not have fully formed adrenals until later on, right? The third trimester. So, I'm just curious. Moms develop gestational diabetes, and quite often, resulting in high blood pressure from the high production of angiotensin converting enzyme, which is present in high degrees of insulin. Does the baby see that across the placenta, or does the baby have the ability to produce its own angiotensin-converting enzyme at some point?
You're getting a little outside of my area of expertise, Carl, okay. So I wish I could give you. I'm not a gestational diabetes expert,
okay.
An endocrinologist, I don't want to give you the right amount of information. Obviously, we know that gestational diabetes is certainly a complication associated oftentimes with overweight or obese pregnancies. And gestational diabetes, again, the fetuses or the babies that are growing generally grow larger than in normal non-diabetes pregnancies, and those babies are often born larger for a number of reasons. So I don't really want to get into all of the I'm not an endocrinologist, so I don't want to speak to the specifics. But certainly gestational diabetes and the excessive glucose that the fetus is seeing does play a role in large babies.
Does anybody test babies? I know they do lots of tests at birth and Apgar scores and all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
Does anybody test the insulin sensitivity of babies at any point shortly after the birth?
Now, so there's several research groups that do that, because oftentimes we take cord blood. So a cord blood sort of being a meshing of mom and baby blood. So we can look at the cord blood and look at a HOMA score, look at insulin sensitivity. And generally for research purposes, we do look at that. But it's not a typical measurement. It's not a standard measurement that every child would have, for instance. So you have to have been collecting blood for that. And generally that only happens in the auspices of a research study. And there is research out there to suggest that there are some insulin sensitivity issues with regards to babies who are born to large mothers or mothers who have gained excessive weight during pregnancy. And that's one of our areas of interest, is excessive gestational weight gain.
So what did you how many moms were in the cohort for this study?
So for our specific study, there was just over 4,300 moms. So that was mother-infant pairs. So the large cohort study, there was more than 7,000. But all of those that met our criterion that had complete data, we looked at about 4,300 women.
Okay. And what specifically did you look for?
Well, what we were interested in looking at is we wanted to determine the effects of maternal pre-pregnancy body mass index. So as I told you before, that body mass index, which sort of determines how much weight they should gain during pregnancy. So we wanted to look at that and their gestational weight gain, so the amount of weight they gain during their pregnancy. And then we wanted to look at its effect on the size or the birth weight of the baby if they're born large for gestational age. So when we say large for gestational age, we mean a baby who's in the greater than the 90th percentile when you look at growth charts. So growth charts, these perinatal growth charts are gestational age specific and gender specific. So we're looking at, you know, how old the baby was as in weeks of gestation and if they're a male or female offspring.
And what did you find?
So we found a few things that we basically replicated a few things that were already out there, so that if you are an overweight mom, you have a greater likelihood of having a large baby. If you're an obese mom, you also have greater likelihood of having an obese baby. But if you exceed the gestational weight gain guidelines, you have an even greater risk or greater odds of having a large baby. So while overweight is a risk and is associated with having a large baby and overweight, if you exceed the gestational weight guidelines, regardless of where you started, you have greater odds of having a large for gestational age baby. And the interesting thing is that if you combine those, so if you are an overweight or an obese pregnant woman and you exceed those guidelines that have been set out, the odds of you having a large for gestational age baby are very, very large, are very great. So for instance, if you're an overweight woman and you exceed those guidelines, you have almost a 3.6 greater odds of having a large for gestational age baby. So an odds ratio of 3.6. And if you're obese and exceed the guidelines, the odds ratio is 6.7. So the odds of you having a large baby are very, very high.
Now, you know, the dilemma that we have here is, you know, through the late 1800s and early 1900s, when malnutrition was more of a concern, having a large baby back then was almost like winning an award or a prize.
Right.
I remember,
the sign,
you know,
of affluence.
Yeah, parents would, you know, puff out their chest and say, "My baby was 8 pounds 7 ounces."
Yeah.
And so, you know, there are a lot of parents out there listening to this research and they're going, "Look, a big baby is a good thing. It's a healthy thing. You know, the bigger the better." What would you say to those parents?
So when you think of it, if we go back in time, if we think of this historically, a big baby, yes, could have been a good thing then. And why was it? Because food was scarce. Food wasn't always plentiful. So you might have had a big baby, which would then perhaps, again, I'm talking philosophically here,
right,
that big baby would be protected for the famine that might be coming.
Mm.
So there might be some sort of protective mechanism. So the bigger that they were born, the better they were able to weather perhaps food insecurity. Whereas now, as we know, food insecurity is quite rare. There is a segment of the population, obviously, you know, a low-income population or socioeconomically disadvantaged populations that don't have access to, you know, food 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But for the most part, the majority of people, we have access to food all of the time. So the odds that our big baby is then going to be starved later is quite rare. So things have changed. So while a big baby is still celebrated in some cultures, we have to keep in mind of the risks associated with a very big baby. Not only to the baby and the baby's health, but to mom who has to birth that baby. The complications associated with birthing a big baby are tremendous.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I had an anthropologist on the show. We were talking about, you know, everything is paleo nowadays. And humans were ill-equipped for birthing. I mean, we, you know, in the animal kingdom, we didn't do well because our heads were so big that the most of the females, and I use the word females, I'm talking about anthropological data, most of the females died at birth. We were not a, you know, a good species when it comes to efficiency. Thank God for modern medicine in that area, making birthing safer.
Right.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to ask you, how big are some of these quote-unquote big babies? And you know, what are we looking at when we talk about birth weights today? We're talking with Dr. Krista Adamo, and she is with Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Boy, you turn me inside out and
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building fat burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Tomorrow, it's the second Thursday. We have a episode of the Roundtable Discussion on Strength and Hypertrophy tomorrow with Coach Wade Johnson and Rob Regish. You don't want to miss that. Okay, we're talking, and I mispronounced her first name. It's Christy Adamo. I apologize, Dr. Adamo.
I'll forgive you.
And we're talking about obesity during pregnancy, how it affects babies, and we're going to talk about what parents can do also, because obviously there are things that can be done to help mitigate some of the dangers of being far overweight during pregnancy. How heavy is a baby that's too big? I mean, what are we talking about in birth weights here?
And again, that depends on their sex and their age at birth. But generally, what we consider a macrosomic infant or a large for gestational age infant would be between like 4,000 grams to 4,500 grams. So anything in that range or above that range. So, you know, we're talking a 9, 10, 11, 12-pound baby,
yeah.
Like a sizable baby that most women cannot deliver naturally.
Right. They've got to go for cesarean section for
right.
Something like
that. And so, which is also a complication associated with overweight and obese pregnancies. You oftentimes, it might end in a C-section or there's birth complications. So it's not just, we're not just talking about the child. Obviously, there's risks to the child, but there's risks to mom, too.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it. Okay, and so clearly there are some potential downsides to delivering a baby that big. So moms need to not just be concerned for their own health. And quite often we don't care about ourselves, but we'll do anything for our children. And so, you know, moms that are listening to the show who, or if you're a woman and you find yourself overweight and you just found out you're pregnant, what can they do? They're probably freaked out. Like, oh my God, I don't want to, give my baby, you know, some sort of a sentence here of ill health forever. Is there anything they can do?
Absolutely. So one of the things that our recent study that we've been discussing about showed was that gestational weight gain was really, really important. So, you know, unfortunately, if you're pregnant already, you can't change the past. You can't change the fact that you're pregnant, and you can't change your weight right now. You can't change what your weight was when you got pregnant.
Right.
But what you can do is you can sort of try to follow the Institute of Medicine guidelines. So if the guidelines say that you should gain between 15 and 25 pounds, try to stay within that range. So try to make behavioral changes, and I know this sounds preachy, but there are behavioral changes that you can make that are relatively simple that would help you stay within that range. So, for instance, your eating patterns. You have to keep in mind that just because you're pregnant does not mean that you're eating like two. You're eating for two because, yes, you have to provide for the baby, but that does not mean that you exceed your caloric consumption by 100%. You're not eating, if you normally eat 2,000 calories a day, you don't suddenly need to eat 4,000 calories a day. So the idea is that you really do not have to change your eating habits very much. The excess nutrient requirement during pregnancy is really only apparent at the end of the second and into the third trimester. And the extra requirement needed for building that fetus is really only 200 to 300 kilocals. That's
wow.
Half a bagel.
Yeah, that's nothing.
That is not much.
Yeah.
So the desire, the need, or the belief that you should be, you know, ingesting an excessive amount of calories, that's just not true. There's no research to support that. So just being sensible about your eating habits, so following the food guide in Canada or following, you know, the pyramid in the U.S., and just being sensible about it, ensuring that you get your fruit and vegetables, and ensuring that your dairy consumption is appropriate, eating high-fiber foods, trying to limit the snacking, trying to, like, avoid things like caffeinated beverages, avoid pop altogether. Soda pop is
yeah.
Obviously, it's not good for anybody, so it's particularly not something sensible to be doing while you're pregnant.
No.
So, you know, just sensible eating and following the rules that are out there and trying to make good decisions. And you made a very good point earlier about it's a teachable moment, pregnancy. Pregnancy is one of those times that people are generally willing to make changes that they wouldn't normally make. For instance, women give up drinking, they give up smoking, they give up all sorts of things that they
right.
would normally partake in because they're concerned about their child. So again, women are often ready to make a behavioral change during that period. So if that means a healthier eating plan or a healthier physical activity plan. So again, that's something that we purport. I'm with the Healthy Active Living and Obesity Research Group, so obviously healthy active living is important to us. And we preach not only to pregnant women but to all women and families that regular physical activity is important. So if you're a woman who is carrying a little bit of extra weight and you happen to be pregnant, get out and walk every day. Just do something healthful. Change your behavior. Do aqua fitness. You know, go for a bike ride. Just try to incorporate some sort of physical activity into your normal routine, even if you weren't doing anything before.
Right.
So I'm not asking, or we don't ask women to train for a marathon, but we ask them to do something active every day.
Yeah.
And sometimes I know, I've had two children myself, and I know that it's very difficult to be active during pregnancy when you don't feel well and you might feel a little nauseous and you know the baby's pressing against your stomach or you're growing and your joints hurt. There's every excuse in the book. And I felt that way during pregnancy as well. But sometimes just the act of getting up and going for a walk or getting up and doing something for 5 minutes, try it for 5 minutes. And if after 5 minutes you still feel miserable, go back and sit down. But after that 5 minutes, if you're feeling a little better, continue.
You know,
so it's small things, small change.
Exercise during pregnancy, unless you have a high-risk pregnancy, in my humble opinion, more and more physicians should be saying what you're saying. Dr. Cassandra Forsythe-Probanek, who's been a guest on the show numerous times, she's written some really good books, one of them for Women's Health magazine called The Perfect Body Diet. When she found herself pregnant, and she's a very competitive person. She trains very hard. And when she found herself pregnant, she felt like she was going crazy. She wasn't training. So she started training again. And she wasn't doing the things that she was doing before with the weights she was handling, but she was exercising regularly. And she put on about 30 pounds during her pregnancy, and it all came off very quickly thereafter. And she started to investigate this notion of exercising during pregnancy, and found out that when women do some type of formal exercise during pregnancy, quite often, again, assuming you don't have a high risk pregnancy, the whole pregnancy goes better. The baby is born still, you know, healthy and strong, and with no problems with the birthing. And now she's done a whole host of research in this area, and she's actually working with moms during pregnancy to get them to exercise. And, you know, we're talking about all the dangerous things that happen to your baby when you're not doing the right things. The baby is in this environment, in this hemisphere of all of these bad things. And, well, guess what? The opposite is true, too. If you're doing exceptionally good things and you're raising beta endorphin levels and all this other good stuff, the good hormones and reducing inflammation, the baby has to somehow be affected by those good things, too. Don't you think so?
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. So, and that this is something that our research group is working on as well. So we actually have a project going on right now called the Maternal Obesity Management Trial. So basically, we're taking pregnant women, as you said about the doctor, Dr. Forsyth, I believe you said, and we are intervening with a physical activity and nutrition program with these women in hopes that we can get them to adopt these behaviors and to, you know, follow appropriate gestational weight gain guidelines in hopes that the baby downstream will be affected. So we do know that exercise during pregnancy, moderate exercise. Again, we have to keep in mind, and as you said, most people who are avid exercisers prior to pregnancy do have to modify things. You know, again, you're not going to be training for a marathon, but moderate exercise during pregnancy is good, not only for mom, but for baby. Same with healthy eating patterns. You know, all of these things blended together, you're producing a beneficial intrauterine environment for that growing fetus, and that is important. So, yes, we do often focus on the doom and the gloom and the bad things, but there are, as you said, the opposite side of the spectrum. There are very good things that you can do by leading a healthy, active life during pregnancy. So it doesn't mean that you need to give up all of those behaviors. It doesn't mean that you have to be satisfied with lying on the couch and watching TV. You can continue to be active just within reason.
Yeah, and you probably don't want to do movements like heavy-weighted squats that would push you into delivering a baby on the gym floor.
Right, you have to be intelligent about your choices.
Yeah, use common sense, right?
Right, okay. Right, and most people know that. And women, you know, there are certain things that you shouldn't be playing contact sports, of course, during pregnancy. But, you know, if you're reasonable and if you think about things, obviously there are a number of things that you can do that are very healthy and are active and that would help you through a difficult pregnancy, or help you to, in hopes that you will be providing an appropriate growth and development environment for that child to help them later on. And of course, hopefully, once you've adopted that healthy behavior during pregnancy, you will carry it on afterwards, and then you will be a role model for your children. So if your children see
yes.
that you practice healthy, active living behaviors, then they will adopt those healthy, active living behaviors because they do not know any better.
And this is critical. We have to take a break, but I want to just talk about this. I know this was not discussed in your research, but I want to touch upon this, and then we'll wrap up the show. We're talking with Dr. Christy Adamo, and we're talking about obesity during pregnancy and what can be done. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and TestCharge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only TestCharge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in TestCharge. TestCharge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in TestCharge. TestCharge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler, and now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn
learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
You may not recognize Muscle Gage Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gage banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUP E-R today.
The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ectosterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy to maintain gain. Go to ironmaglabs.com today to order Halo Extreme.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Would help if I opened my mic up. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, Dr. Adamo, you said something else that's really important too. Whenever I see these studies that talk about, obese children, I always ask, what do their parents look like? How do their parents eat? Children model their parents. And, we can't expect the teachers in our schools or some governmental agency to instill in our children how to care for their health through nutrition when they see mom and dad carrying 100 pounds extra of body weight, eating horrible diets, not getting enough sleep. The old adage has been passed down for centuries. My father used to say to me, do as I say, not as I do. But guess what? I did as he did. He didn't want me to get a tattoo. I got a tattoo because he had tattoos. So the truth of the matter is, for those of you parents out there, if you don't have the emotional energy, the courage, whatever it is that's standing in your way from helping yourself, do it for your child. Do it for your children so that they have a better shot than you did at a good start in a disease-free life, because we know now that the cat is out of the bag. We can talk about healthcare till the cows come home. Healthcare would not be a problem if people paid attention to what they put in their body. And so give your child the greatest gift. Give your child disease-free life. Get yourself together for them. And if you're obese, admit it, work on it, and bring your child along with you for the journey.
Yeah, you're right. And obviously, a parent, oftentimes a parental figure or a guardian is the primary role model for children and families. So as you said, do as I say, not as I do. That is not an appropriate message because, of course, how can you expect somebody to follow your advice if you see that they cannot follow their own advice?
Yes.
It's like anything else. You know, you really need to lead by example. So there's, you know, most of the world is struggling with their weight. So this is not an uncommon problem. But if children do see, if their parents are struggling, that they are making efforts to change, if they are trying all of the best things. And the thing is, we have to keep in mind that weight is just something on the scale. If you're doing all of the right things and you're practicing a healthy lifestyle, who cares about the weight? The lifestyle is really the most important because there are people who are fit and fat. So, you know, the lifestyle is very, very important. Of course, if the change in lifestyle leads to weight loss, then that's great. But just being able to see healthy behaviors and showing that to your children is, as you said, one of the best gifts that you can give them because you learn and you develop your habits very young. So if you develop bad habits as a child or unhealthy habits as a child, changing them as an adult is next to impossible.
You know something funny? You just mentioned something. And this is whenever I mention this, I always have people say, email me that study. We did a show about 6 months ago about the fact that there was a really, really good research study done by a university here in the United States, and I can't remember who it was. And we covered it on the show. And basically, the research showed that heavy resistance training mitigated the damning effects of hypertension and high blood pressure. So in individuals who trained with heavy resistant techniques, weightlifting type techniques, the high blood pressure that they experienced throughout their life over the course of the study did not have the effects on their body that high blood pressure does to people who have high blood pressure without resistance training. And what the takeaway from the study was in this particular case was that when you do heavy resistance training due to constant episodes of Valsalva, the vasculature in your body kind of upgrades. It becomes more flexible. It becomes more robust. It becomes bigger. It becomes more capable of handling higher pressure loads.
Right.
So when you have high blood pressure, it's almost like you've upgraded the plumbing in your house to go from 30 PSI to 90 PSI. So those individuals who did resistance training on a regular basis, they didn't have the deleterious effects from their uncontrolled blood pressure. Now, I am not espousing that people ignore their blood pressure. But what I am saying is when you exercise, you are performing a genetically predisposed ritual. We are designed to lift heavy things and move through space, and we're designed, and civilization has us, look at me, I'm sitting behind this desk with a microphone for 2 hours a day. I can't wait to get up and go run up the stairs. We need to remember that we, forget about self-actualization, we are designed to expend energy. When you give in to those needs, a lot of the other things that you're worried about don't affect you.
Right.
So,
we're definitely a population that were exercisers at one point. We were all hunters and gatherers and nomads, like historically, millions of years ago. So certainly we've changed our lifestyle for in a deleterious manner. That's for sure. Like sedentary behavior is now rampant. So
yeah.
Whereas we are a population that was always active at one point in history, we've changed our behaviors dramatically and to detriment of our health.
What do you want those who are aware of your study to take away from the research that your group has done?
Well, from that particular study about large for gestational age infants, I want people to take away from that just because you're overweight or obese prior to pregnancy, it is not a death sentence for your child. That there are things that you can do for yourself and for your unborn child to ensure that the growth environment is optimal. So that being adopting a healthy lifestyle, watching your gestational weight gain to ensure that it's within guidelines, because there is a plethora of research now suggesting that if you stay within those guidelines, maternal health and fetal health are optimized. So again, sort of trying to keep that at in your sights, and then doing all of the things that when you're not pregnant are considered healthy. Eating well and following a normal physical activity routine. Our Canadian guidelines for physical activity are that adults should be getting 150 minutes per week of moderate to vigorous physical activity. Should be no different for a pregnant woman.
Yeah, no, absolutely. What are you embarking on any new research as a result of this study?
So not only are, as I said, we're doing an intervention trial in pregnant women, so right. We're hoping to roll that out into a much larger trial. We would like to do a pan-Canadian trial to look at major sites throughout Canada to see if intervening during pregnancy can help with not only a large for gestational age infant, but if that can help the growth and development of the child long term. So that's one of the studies. And then, of course, we're looking at some of the mechanisms. So we're looking at sort of some of the basic science side of things. So from these women that are participating in our trials and in other trials, we're collecting their placenta, samples from their placenta. We're collecting cord blood. We're collecting maternal blood as well to sort of look at what some of the markers are and perhaps what some of the modifiers are. So some of the things that we might be able to look at as a risk factor that we can try to change during pregnancy. So there's no shortage of questions or things to do, that's for sure.
That's great. I think it's wonderful work, and it's very, very important work. Dr. Adamo, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule and coming on Superhuman Radio today.
You're welcome, and thank you very much for your interest in our research.
Okay, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hi, so there you have it. You spent another 2 hours with me, and I thank you for that. Thank you for listening. I want to thank AgeForce. Their sponsorship to this show makes the show possible. Steve Lapidus, thank you very much, and also Vince Venti for coming on and sharing his honest opinion of the fat burner patch. I hope those of you listening to the show will take advantage of the 1 month free trial on the fat burner patch offered by AgeForce. See for yourself if it works for you. Also want to thank Brooks Kubik. Brooks has a fantastic seminar going on, a distance learning opportunity. One class has already passed. There are three more to go. If you join late, you will get the first class that you missed on MP3, so you can listen to it. Go to BrooksKubik, KUBIK.com, to learn more and find out how you can sign up, or go to my Facebook page. He put a link up there just moments ago. And then, of course, thank you to Dr. Christy Adamo for coming on and talking about this very, very important subject, which is obesity during childbirth. We can't, as parents, ignore, and moms especially, the fact that the environment that the baby is growing in is critical and sets up the pattern for that child's life and the possibility of disease. It's not enough just to stop drinking. You have to eat high omega-3 rich fatty foods for the development of the brain. You have to get plenty of good vitamin A so the baby has all of the differentiation factors for stem cells. You have to do all these things, and you have to avoid getting fat or putting on too much weight just because you're pregnant. It's not a good thing for you or your baby. Okay, see you tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio, and thank you for listening.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.